Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 87 of Feel Good Friday. That's right, 87. Holy shit, you're already on episode 87? You're on a roll. I know I'm on a roll. I keep pumping them out. And speaking of pumping them out, I might go relieve myself in a little bit. So when I take my first break, just know that I'm whacking it. That's a joke. It was, I said the phrase pumping it out and my mind clicked and it was like, there's a jerk off joke you can make here. And I probably made the worst one. Like it wasn't even remotely funny, but when opportunity knocks, you got to open that door, you know, you got to open the door. I saw a chance and I took it. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott. Okay. Episode 87 off to a fantastic start. I'm fucking stoked. And you should be stoked too, because today it is just me, no guest. Just your boy Joe. You get a whole lot of Joe, which I don't think you should be complaining about. Unless if you know me even a little bit, in which case you might be like, that's a little too much Joe. But if you don't know me, you're going to fucking love this. This is going to be great. I got a lot of stuff to talk about. The last episode I did on my own was the Halloween Hangover episode, so I wanted to stick strictly to Halloween material, obviously, Halloween Hangover episode. So I did that, and now I could talk about whatever I want. I'm back to talking about whatever I want for this episode. And the first thing I want to talk about is something that is vital to the sports world. It's pretty important. Day one of the 2023 MLB Mascot Conference. Kicked off at Guaranteed Rate Field. That's right, baby, the G-Spot. Hosted day one of the MLB Mascot Conference. Now, I know you hear that, and you're probably like, what is the MLB Mascot Conference? And I'll tell you what it is. It's a huge orgy where all the mascots get together, and they fuck each other's brains out, and they do a lot of drugs, and it's really a wild time. And that's not what it is at all. I just thought that'd be really funny, just all the mascots having an orgy in the off season, like they're just getting pumped for it every year. But, you know, I bet they're all talking like, oh God, I hope Mrs. Met shows up, get a hold of that ponytail. No, the MLB Mascot Conference is actually something where some work gets done. Back in 2018, there was a Sports Illustrated article written about it. And, apparently the mascots don't have a lot of time to get together during the regular season, one or two games a year, whatever. I mean, maybe a little bit more, but they don't have a lot of time to get together for the regular season outside of the All-Star break. So they do the MLB Mascot Conference in order to get together, go through, you know, marketing strategies, social media use, tips and tricks, stuff like that to build their following, to help their mascot career, I guess. And I think that's really cool. I feel like that's really awesome because mascots, there's a lot of pressure on them. They have to get the crowd pumped. They have to engage with everyone. They have to engage with the kids and all guests alike, not just the kids. Social media presence is huge. There's, you know, antics and pranks and all this stuff. I think Benny the Bull is the best. I think Benny the Bull is the best mascot of all time. Benny the Bull is my number one. But Benny the Bull wasn't invited to the MLB Mascot Conference because he's not part of the MLB. So this got me thinking, what is, you know, like what are the best mascots in the MLB? So I went through a list that ranked them and I wanted to go through them. First off, surprised that the Yankees and the Dodgers, the two biggest markets arguably in baseball, don't have mascots. They're too cool for mascots, the Yankees and the Dodgers. I got news for you, Yankees and Dodgers. You're not too cool. Yeah, the Dodgers won the 2020 World Series, the bubble ship. They got a bubble ring. Outside of that, they haven't done shit. Yeah, they make the playoffs every year. They're good every year, but then they choke. The Yankees, they've been abysmal lately. These teams are not too cool for a mascot. What's the worst that could happen? You can afford it. You're two of the biggest markets in the MLB. The kids love it. The families love it. And if you're good at it, other people love it too. So Yankees, Dodgers, grow the fuck up. Get a mascot. The Yankees used to have one. His name was Dandy. It was a Yankee Doodle Dandy. A little bit clever. But they got rid of it. Why? Because they started sucking. So they were like, do you know how many teams that suck have a mascot? The Rockies have a mascot. The White Sox have a mascot. The Oakland A's had a mascot, but I think the deal just got done where they are selling the Oakland A's to the Las Vegas. So I don't think they're going to be the A's anymore. The Las Vegas A's, that doesn't sound right. I don't know what they're going to be called. The Las Vegas Aces, but that's already the women's basketball team. But honestly, I feel like the Las Vegas Aces drew in more people, more money than the Oakland Athletics last year. So, yeah, I think the Las Vegas Aces should be able to keep their name. And we'll see what they end up naming the new, formerly known as Oakland Athletics team. But yeah, I want to go through some of them. Clark the Cub of the Chicago Cubs sucks. He was ridiculed when he premiered. He's still ridiculed. It's fine. Clark the Cub, whatever. The rally monkey from the Angels was great. It's from another era. I haven't seen the rally monkey in a while. But man, that monkey was adorable. It wouldn't hold up his little rally time sign. That was the best. There's Captain on the Rangers, Screech from the Nationals, which just looks like it just looks like this very surprised eagle, or an eagle that's ready to take a cock in the mouth. Either way, you know, not top tier stuff. Ace from the Toronto Blue Jays, the Toronto BJs, and not the Blowjobs. Well, that'd be a cool name, the Toronto Blowjobs. That'd be a really cool name. But Ace is their mascot, and I'll be honest, I didn't know the Blue Jays had a mascot. I have never seen Ace, even when I'm watching the Blue Jays on TV, because they're not a great team, but they're semi-relevant these days with Vlad Jr. and Bichette and whatnot and all the other ones. Yeah, I had never seen Ace before I did this research of mine. Raymond from the Tampa Bay Rays just looks like one of those stupid Muppet ones that they're like, well, we can't do a Devil Ray because they tried to do the Devil Ray mascot and it just looked really fucking sad. It was this dopey looking half of a mascot suit Devil Ray and it was dumb. The Swinging Friar from the San Diego Padres just looks like Fred Flintstone with a bad haircut. Essentially, it's hard to do human mascots. It really is. They end up looking really creepy and I don't like it. TC Bear from the Minnesota Twins, like him a lot better than Clark the Cub. I just, you know, then again, though, it's generic. It's a bear, but whatever. Solid vibes. Paws from the Detroit Tigers. I think that Paws is a really good mascot. You see what I did there? It's basic. It's the Tigers. It's a tiger, but it's a solid mascot. It does its job, and it's a nice shade of orange. It looks really cool. It pops, and you know when Paws is coming up to you. D. Baxter, the Bobcat from the Arizona Diamondbacks. I like that name, D. Baxter, although he looks like a grumpy cat. He looks very unhappy, although he looks jacked. Like, D. Bax looks jacked. D. Baxter looks ripped. And it's a clever name because if you think, you know, D. Baxter, D. Bax, Diamondbacks, you get it? Coconut, Pete's, paella. So, D. Bax is cool. Southpaw for the White Sox again. He's one of those ones that they're like, well, we can't just have a fucking sock out there, so let's put a Muppet together and we'll throw him out. I can't even describe it. He just looks dirty, like that green and yellow. He looks like he should be rooting for the fucking Packers, honestly. I don't know what Southpaw is, but it's a good name. Southpaw is a good name. And I think the Sox fans love him because they spend most of their season drunk because the team is so awful. It's hard to get a fan base pumped when the team plays that bad. Slider from the Guardians is stupid looking. It's so bizarre and it's so out there and it's not clever. It's just named after a pitch. Slider, like you might as well name your next mascot Knuckleball or something like that. There was no creativity there and it's absolutely out there. It's this bright neon pink and yellow and a little bit of blue and creepy looking thing that I would see in my nightmares trying to touch me, you know, trying to diddle my little ass. Dinger from the Colorado Rockies. Dinger is a funny name because dinger is another word that you can call your dick. But dinger's just this like purple triceratops. I'm a big Jurassic Park guy. I love those documentaries. So I'm a little bit biased. I like Dinger. Although the polka dots, not a fan of the polka dots, but whatever. Dinger probably goes hard at these mascot conferences. I think Dinger does a lot of hard drugs. He's responsible. People are like, oh, Dinger's going to be here. You know, clear out your nose because some coke is going to be up there in a matter of hours. Stomper from the Oakland A's, I think rest in peace, because I think that they sold the A's to Las Vegas, that he's no more. Stomper's no more. So that's very sad because I'm a big elephant fan. Pachyderms, the best. And I don't know what they're going to be now that they're moving to Vegas. Stomper was a solid mascot. I never knew why the Athletics had an elephant in their logo, but it is what it is because I like elephants so much that I just rolled with it. Lou Seal from the San Francisco Giants. Don't really know why they went with a seal. Maybe because San Francisco, you know, there's the water behind the stadium that they always hit the home runs into, and maybe there's seals there, although I've never seen one. I feel like that might be a little bit dangerous, because what if you hit a seal? Like, I bet Bonds, if there were seals in that water, Barry Bonds would have killed about 5 seals. Because that ball going up so high, then it comes down and just smashes. So maybe Lucille has a long-term plot, and he's actually going to get even with the Giants, and they're the reason they haven't been relevant recently. But he looks cool. It's just a seal, big sunglasses on, backwards hat, Giants jersey. Really looking dope as fuck. Pirate Parrot from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pirate Parrot from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Should I say that 5 times fast? I bet you can't, but maybe you can. I don't know. I don't know who you are. Pirate Parrot is solid. Obviously the parrot, because the Pirates have the, you know, the parrot on their shoulder. Walk the plank, raise the sails, suck my ass, whatever they say. Again, solid mascot. You know, you're doing fine. Wally the Green Monster from the Boston Red Sox. I really like Wally because, yeah, it's the Muppet treatment. Team was like, all right, can't have a Red Sox as our mascot. That'd be weird, so let's just go with a Muppet because that's not weird. However, they took advantage of the Green Monster, which is a famous Fenway Park landmark. It's the Green Monster in left field, and that's what it is. So well done. It looks like a more reformed version of Southpaw. Southpaw looks like if the Green Wally the Green Monster got into meth and just made bad choice after bad choice. So then Slugger from Kansas City. Slugger from the Kansas City Royals. Just a cool looking mascot. It's a lion with a king's crown on. Can't beat that. Super cool looking. Looks jacked. D Baxter and Slugger in a fight. That'd be a lot of fun. I don't know who would win, but maybe they could duke it out. Billy the Marlin from the Miami Marlins. Really dumb looking mascot. Like dumb face. Very punchable face. Just want to, like, if he walked up to me and was like, hey, go Marlins, I'd probably start swinging. I'd swing on his stupid face, but I'm sure the people in Miami love him. He's a silly goose. Scratch that. He's a silly Marlin. He's a silly Marlin. Orbit from the Houston Astros. Ah, fuck the Astros. So Orbit can take a hike. Muppet. Anyway, it looks like, again, this looks like if Wally the Green Monster didn't take a bath for about 2 months. Just dirty looking, and then it's got planets sticking out, or those are supposed to be antennas sticking out of its head, and fuck Orbit, fuck the Astros. The Mariner Moose from the Seattle Mariners. Moose, solid choice. You know, they could have gone with a guy with a beard and a trident, be like, I am the Mariner. But they were like, no, Moose, more friendly, and Moose are awesome. Like I said a couple episodes back, the pluralization of Moose is still Moose. That has nothing to do with this conversation, I guess. I mean, I guess because we're talking about Moose. I'm going to move on past the Moose. Take a shot every time I say Moose. Moose. Going to get you real drunk. So there's that. The Oriole bird. Whatever. It looks a little dopey. It looks kind of boring to me. But whatever. Freebird from the St. Louis Cardinals. Love the name. Freebird. Because I'm sure whenever Freebird's walking around, you just hear a bunch of, Freebird, Freebird. I would do that. I'd be that obnoxious son of a bitch in the stands. Its eyes are a little creepy. The eyes are kind of creeping me out. I'll be honest. Definitely, that's nightmare material right there. And I do not want to run into Freebird if I'm on acid. I'll tell you that much. That thing would freak me out. Blooper from the Braves. Again, they went Muppet. The Braves went Muppet because you can't have a Native American out there with a tomahawk. That'd be offensive. So they're like, we're going to have this goofy looking motherfucker and we're going to call him Blooper because that's a funny name and he's going to do funny stuff. He's a troll on Twitter. He's a full on troll. And, you know, he goes back and forth with a lot of people. So the social media presence is great for Blooper. So that's why he's up there. Then you got Mr. Red from the Cincinnati Reds. Those eyes are scary. They look like in Aladdin, the old cartoon Aladdin, when Jafar is trying to like possess people or entrance the people and their eyes go all crazy. That's what his eyes look like. So imagine that just like walking up to you, this big baseball head with a huge mustache and those crazy eyes. Intimidating. And you know what? Let's move that D-backs versus Slugger. Let's make it a triple threat match and let's throw Mr. Red in there and let's make it a cage match because why not? Maybe Hell in a Cell. Bernie Brewer, you know what? Fatal four-way because this guy looks like he kicks ass. Huge yellow mustache, blonde mustache, these piercing green eyes, and he rides the slide. He gets to ride the slide at the Miller Stadium or Miller Park or whatever it's called. That'd be so much. That'd be the best job in the world. You get because your team hits a home run, so people are pumped, and then you get to go. All right, time to ride down this huge slide, and everyone goes nuts. That's the best. So, Fatal Four Way, Hell in a Cell, Bernie Brewer, Mr. Red, D-backs, and Slugger. Mr. Met for the New York Mets, just classic baseball mascot. It's just a guy in a Mets uniform with a baseball head. He's even got a Mets hat on. And then they added Mrs. Met because it's 2023. So God forbid it's just Mr. I'm sure the Reds will have Mrs. Red if they don't already. Number one on this list is, by the way, this is a ranking list of mascots according to USA Today. Number one is the Philly Fanatic. I guess if you look at the antics he does, he's solid. And then the Philly also has Gritty for the Flyers. So they're killing it in the mascot game. Just these really goofy, obnoxious looking sons of bitches. And yet they drum up a lot of attention, a lot of views, a lot of ratings, a lot of content. So good for Philly. You guys are killing it in the mascot game. Again, Benny the Bull is the number one mascot of all time, in my opinion. But the Fanatic is, he's earning his paychecks. He's earning his paychecks. We'll just say that. So anyway, that's my intro. Wanted to run through those MLB mascots. Honorable mention goes to Yuppie, the Montreal Expos mascot. I would put him above the Yankees and the Dodgers because the Yankees and the Dodgers don't have fucking mascots. Again, too cool for mascots. You're not too cool for mascots. You're just like your father. You're never going to be shit Yankee Dodger people. Lost my fire. Had fire. Lost it. Anyway. That'll be a good... Yeah, it's almost a 20-minute intro. So, there you go. Now you know a little bit more about the MLB Mascot Conference. Some actual work does get done. It's not just all sex and drugs. A little rock and roll, too. Southpaw looks like he goes to punk rock shows. Anyway. All right, y'all. Episode 87. What a start. Hell of a start. Start off with a bang. Am I right? Start with a bang. You know what I mean? Start. Okay. Bye. Why did I say bye? Love you. No, that's worse. Episode 87. Strap in. Strap in, not strap on. Damn it. Why? I should have left it strap in. Then I made it weird. Talking about strap-ons. Yeah, I shouldn't have gone there. All right, here we go. All right, everybody, and we're back to episode 87 of Feel Good Friday. That's right, 87 FGF. The train, baby, the train just keeps chugging down the tracks. It's staying on the rails. We're not going off the rails. Only rails that we're doing are coke. Am I right? Cocaine, like the drug, cocaine. But I'm also joking about, like, I'm not actually doing cocaine. It was a joke. I'm actually sober. I'm actually clean now. I'm 11 minutes clean. So pretty proud of myself and can't wait to get my sobriety chip and show that off and have everyone be proud of me as well feels good. So anyway, let's talk about some stuff. First off, I realized that I did all that talk about the MLB, the mascots, the loves and the hates and everything in between. I didn't even talk about the World Series. The 2023 MLB season is over, and your 2023 MLB season World Series champions are none other than the Texas Rangers. That's right, my dark horse candidate for the past two seasons, and obviously last season it did not work out. The Houston Astros ended up winning. Boo, fuck them. But the Houston Astros, got news for you, they didn't even make it to the World Series this year. They made it to the American League Championship, and they lost to the Texas Rangers, a.k.a. the better of the Texas baseball teams. Lost to them. And they were up in the series, too. They lost two in a row at Houston. So, way to choke on that. You know what I mean? You choke artists. Jose Altuve choking on a big old dick. So the Astros did not make it, but the Rangers did. And the Rangers played the Arizona Diamondbacks. Granted, it's not the toughest competition ever. However, the Diamondbacks still went through a gauntlet. They still deserved to be in the World Series. They did everything right. They played their asses off, and they got there, and they didn't get swept. It wasn't like a blowout series. I think everyone kind of thought the Rangers were going to win, kind of like the Nuggets and the Heat. Like, the Heat obviously made it to the finals. They deserved to be there. They went through all that, you know, all those tough games, beat Boston in the semis. But, like, once they made it to the finals, that, like, beating Boston was kind of like their finals win. That was their sweet, sweet victory, because not a lot of people thought that they were going to be able to beat the Nuggets. Jokic, fully healthy Jamal Murray, Bruce Brown was playing great, Aaron Gordon, everyone's doing great. So that's kind of what it felt like this time in baseball. However, the Diamondbacks did play their asses off. Corbin Carroll played great. They got a bright future. They're looking good. They got D-Baxter, great mascot. Jacked, angry Bobcat over there. And the Texas Rangers have Captain, who's just a horse. So I don't know. I'm going to move past that. And yeah, the Rangers, they are the champions. They are the champions, and they deserve it. And they didn't even have Garcia and Max Scherzer for the whole World Series. They lost them like halfway through, and they still pulled it out. Seager playing great. Seaman or whatever his name is, something like that. So everyone really stepped up on the team. Bruce Bochy, he's one of the greatest general managers of all time. I think winning this really solidifies that, because the Rangers went through a gauntlet as well. You know, the Orioles were like the best team in the MLB. And then obviously the Houston Astros, who could be up in that top three, top four, top five discussion of teams in the MLB. I don't think anyone would have predicted a Rangers-Diamondbacks World Series at the beginning of this postseason. Now, I know I was talking about the postseason in a few episodes ago, and I was saying I wanted something different. I wanted like Orioles-Diamondbacks or Orioles-Braves or Rangers. I think I may have said Rangers-Diamondbacks, so it's really cool that it ended up that way. I didn't predict that, but I said I wanted that, so really glad it happened. And sending flowers to the Texas Rangers. I could wear my Rangers hat with pride now. And people go, "You always been a fan?" And I could say, "Yeah, I had this hat before they won the World Series." So, proof. You know what I mean? That is why I have so many jerseys and sports hats, just in case those teams win a championship and I can say, "Yeah, I've had this hat since like 2014. As far as next season, I don't know what's going to happen. The Sox are going to be a total fucking disaster, and I do not. Like, Tim Anderson's a free agent. I think they're losing Grandal. They're losing Elvis Andrus. I don't know who they're going to keep. I don't know what's happening, so it's a scary thought. But the Rangers, they got their ring. We'll see what happens next year. That's a wrap on the 2023 MLB season. Disappointing as a Sox fan, but there was some good baseball. The new rules were great. The pitch clock is a fantastic idea, and I love it. So I'm glad they implemented that. Limited mound visits and timeouts and stuff. Not a lot of balking going on. Like, they made rule changes, and the bags were bigger, which I didn't think was going to be a difference. And it really, I don't know, it wasn't, but why not? You know, why not? So there's that. Anyway, another movie I forgot to review. I forgot to review Five Nights at Freddy's during my Halloween Hangover episode. And then I forgot to review Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. That's too, because I had watched this way early. Like, I think late September, I actually watched it. And I didn't review it on the first Halloween episode I did, the first spooky one. I didn't talk about it on Michaela's episode. I didn't talk about it on the Halloween Hangover episode. So I apologize, but I'm going to talk about it now. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. It was insanity. It was insane. I love the intro. I do love the intro for Blood and Honey. It's an animated intro and it's giving the backstory. It's like, you know, Christopher Robin goes to the Hundred Acre Woods. He meets all his friends, Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, Piglet, Owl, whatever the owl's name is, the rabbit and Eeyore. And then Christopher Robin leaves and Winnie the Pooh and his, Pooh or whatever. They all feel abandoned and they're scared and they're hungry. And, you know, they end up sacrificing Eeyore and eating him. And then they vow to never trust humans again and they hate humans. So when Christopher Robin comes back with his girlfriend, murdered, you know, like awful stuff. And the rest of the movie is just, these girls, they're on a girls' trip to some cabin in the Hundred Acre Woods, or at least very close by. Because Piglet and Pooh terrorized them in very, very violent, over-the-top ways. And it's been green-lighted for a sequel. I believe Tigger will be in the sequel. Or I don't know who else. Maybe an undead Eeyore. That'd be cool. Zombie Eeyore. That'd be a lot of fun. But the fact that it's been greenlit for a sequel is wild. And because it wasn't like, don't get me, it was entertaining, but it wasn't a good movie by any means. It was a shit show. The quality was poor. The makeup wasn't that great. Yes, the kills were fun. It was a fun concept. Like, what if Winnie the Pooh and his friends went rogue and just became ravenous murderers? And that's what happened in this movie. And, so I absolutely love the concept and the whole idea of it. But like, they're supposed to be these hybrid, like, you know, creatures, and it just looks like dudes in masks. That's all it looks like. Like, it doesn't look like, I don't know. I enjoyed it. It was a fun movie just because, like, if it wasn't Winnie the Pooh, I probably would have been like, well, this is average as fuck. But because it was Winnie the Pooh, I was like, all right. You get points. So Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, not great, not awful. I mean, depending on how you truly judge it. Like, if you didn't know it was Winnie the Pooh, yeah, if it wasn't Winnie the Pooh, I think it would have been an awful horror movie. But strictly because it was Pooh and Piglet terrorizing these girls on their girls' trip and everything else that happens, it gets points for that. So, and we'll see what the sequel is. Anyway. So, one more thing I want to talk about before I take another break. Thanksgiving's coming up. Thanksgiving is on its way. So I decided, you know, this is like peak holiday season right now. You start with Columbus Day, technically, or Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm just kidding. But you start with Halloween, and then you get Thanksgiving, and then you get Christmas, and then you get New Year's Eve, and then Valentine's Day is shortly after. But I think this stretch of like this 3 months is like the biggest holidays. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. It's the biggest. Easter and St. Patrick's Day are fine. 4th of July is fine. But come on, we all know the money makers are the end of the year right here. So I wanted to go through a ranking of the most popular national and religious events in the United States as of the second quarter of 2023. So this is recent. So this list is from Statista, which is a site that I trust for some reason, and it goes by percentages. So it gives you a percentage rating, kind of like Rotten Tomatoes. So let's go through it, and we'll see, you know, what I'm fucking talking about. The rankings are, yes. Jesus. All right. Sorry. I'm looking at the list and trying to talk, and it's not easy. All right. So number one is Thanksgiving. And that's kind of why I wanted to do this list now, because I saw that Thanksgiving was number one. 79% popularity voting. 79% for Thanksgiving. Next up, there's a tie for second place. Memorial Day and Christmas? at 78%. Memorial Day, Memorial Christmas, yeah, obviously that's number two, but like Memorial Day. And then it gets weirder. Veterans Day and Mother's Day are in a tie for third. Technically third and fourth. Technically fourth and fifth. Because they're both at 77%. Veterans Day and Mother's Day? What? This must have been voted on by old people. Memorial Day and Veterans Day and Mother's Day. And Father's Day is at 71%. Easter is at 70%. Then Martin Luther King Jr. Day and Labor Day are at 69%. Very nice, 69. Halloween is at 68%. Halloween is way, way too low on the list, people. This was definitely voted on by old folks because there's no way Halloween would be that low. There's no way MLK, no offense to MLK, he's a great guy. I know he's very important. But Labor Day, Martin Luther King Day, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, Father's Day, Mother's Day, Easter, all above Halloween. I could see Halloween being number three. I would not have it at number three. Halloween is my number one. It goes, for me, it's Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving. And then, you know, 4th of July, St. Patrick's Day, Easter, New Year, you know, New Year's is, I don't know. Anyway, this isn't my list. Halloween being, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th. 10th on the list, that's fucking blasphemous, people. Not to quote Stephen A. Smith, but it's blasphemy. It's blasphemy. That's the only way I could say it. Okay? Molly with her vibrator on set. Putting the vibrator to the puss. He didn't say all that, but he kind of did. After Halloween is New Year's Eve at 67%, then St. Patrick's Day at 63%, Hanukkah is at 57%, Valentine's Day is at 56%, Black History Month is at 54%? Huh? April Fool's Day at 49%, Ramadan at 37%. Like, and they don't even have, they don't have 4th of July. 4th of July is top five for me. Like I said, Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and then I think 4th of July, then New Year's Eve, then St. Patrick's Day. And a lot of Chicagoans, like Southside Chicagoans, will probably hear me ranking St. Patrick's Day at number six and be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? We dye the river green and we get blackout drunk. It's like, yeah, but, you know, you can do that any, I mean, maybe not dyeing the river green, but the drunk stuff, that, you know. 4th of July I like better than St. Patrick's Day because the weather's better. You can go swimming. Technically, you can go swimming on St. Patrick's Day, but you're going to freeze your dick off. And I like my dick where it's at. So, Thanksgiving, Memorial Day, and Christmas are the most popular holidays in the United States. According to a survey conducted in the second quarter of 2023, Thanksgiving had a popularity rating of 79%. That's crazy to me. That's crazy. All right, let's see. That's from Statista. So Live 365, top 15 most celebrated holidays around the world. This is not just the U.S., this is the world. Valentine's Day, Easter, so this isn't a ranking, so that's dumb. Most celebrated, hop up, all right, whatever. I guess we're just going to have to stick with that list from Statista, whatever. Halloween at 10, though. I'm upset about that. And by the way, you were listening to me read that list during, like, that's live. That's a live play-by-play, and that's insanity to me. That is pure insanity. Halloween is not 10th. Halloween should be top five in everyone's hearts, in everyone's mind. Top 10? I don't even like top. If it was beyond 10, I would throw my phone through the, that's not true. I need to keep my phone. Because it's already falling apart and I just got it in March. However, I would be very upset. I might even, check this shit out. I might even write a letter to Statista and be like, who the fuck did you survey? Halloween at 10? Bonkers. I'm going to say bonkers in all caps. Very upset about that. Thanksgiving at number one, I can appreciate. I do love me some Thanksgiving. Family, football, sometimes friends, food. Alcohol, it's all great. The weather's not too cold. Like, it's that, like, crispy cold, and I like that a lot. It's the sunny cold. You know, once it hits December, like, past December, it's, like, miserable cold, but November is still sunny cold, and I could live with that. I could live with that. But yeah, my rankings. So let's go. Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, number 4. 4th of July at 4. That's cool, right? Is that cool? Probably not. So Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, New Year's, Easter. Scratch that. I'm sorry. All right. We got it this time. Are we gonna fix this in post? No. I'm an idiot. I'm just gonna have to live with that. All right, cool. What else is new? My rankings. Halloween at 1. That should be a popularity rating of 100%. Dumb, stupid survey from Statista. Fuck. So Halloween at 1. Christmas at 2. Thanksgiving at 3. 4th of July at 4. Easter at 5. Whew. Easter at 5. Yeah, I like it. I like Easter at 5. It's a sign that summer's on the way. Spring is here. The weather's not too bad. So Easter at 5. New Year's at 6. St. Patrick's Day at 7. Whatever. Call me crazy. Call me crazy, but it is whatever. As a father, I'm doing Father's Day at 8. Father's Day at 8 for me. We'll do Mother's Day at 9, because Mother's Day is like, that's summer's here. Summer's starting off. So that's a good sign. And, you know, I like getting together with my family. And my mom's, I have a very great mom. So there's that. So that's 9. And then 10 to round it out. Valentine's Day, I never really liked, even when I did have someone that I loved in my life. So not Valentine's Day. Black History Month? No. No, that doesn't count. Arbor Day. National Margarita Day. Fuck it. National Margarita Day. It's set. It's decided. I'm writing that. That's in stone. That's in permanent ink. So, sorry, Valentine's Day. Fucking dork, you dweeb. All lovey-dovey. Get out of my face. I don't need that. I need National Margarita Day. That's what I really need. Especially this year to honor Jimmy Buffett. So this year, more than ever, National Margarita Day is on my list. So that's my list. I think my list is a lot better than Statista's list. I don't have Labor Day or Memorial Day or Veterans Day, and maybe that's offensive because I know those are really meaningful holidays and they're very special to a lot of people. But I don't like go out and celebrate that. Although, well, now that I'm thinking about it, Memorial Day and Labor Day, that's like the beginning and the end of summer, the marks. So that's kind of cool that it does that. And those are fun. You always do the barbecues and whatnot. Wow. Now I'm saying, you know what? I'm keeping National Margarita Day at number 10. And we are going to do Memorial Day at number 11, Labor Day at number 12. Okay, so that's my top 12. That's my dirty dozen of holidays. That's my dirty dozen. Dozen holidays, dozen eggs, dozen holidays. Don't know why I even said a dozen eggs. That makes no sense whatsoever, but I said it. So, yeah. All right. There is that. And that's my rankings. Let me know what you think. Hit like, comment, subscribe, send me news, whatever you want. And yeah, we'll call it a day. So we are going to take another break. And then when we come back, we got even more stuff to talk about, people. I have so much material I wanted to get out. So much material. It's been 40 minutes so far. I'll tell you what, it might be another 40. We might have a long episode with just me today. It might be another 40. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know yet. But thank you for sticking with me if you're still here. I hope you're enjoying the episode so far, and I hope you enjoy the rest of it. Hope I'm not boring you. I actually hope the opposite. I hope I'm getting you hot. I hope I'm getting you worked up. I hope you're driving right now and you're like, God damn, I love it when Joe talks. It just gets me so horny. And then don't get in an accident. Be sure to keep your eyes on the road. Keep your, oops, sorry. Little, got a text right there from Brandon Cruz, the cruise missile. Oh, anyway. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah, so you know what I was getting at. That was a dumb rant anyway, so thank you, Brandon, for interrupting that. I genuinely mean that because I don't know where the fuck I was going. So, all right, taking a break, coming back. A lot of stuff left. Don't you worry. Fun-filled episode. Episode 87 is the best. Hey, everybody, and we're back with episode 87 of Feel Good Friday FGF. I'm super stoked right now. I'm glad you're still here. I just locked up the interview with Spencer Burns for Wednesday. If you don't know who Spencer Burns is, check him out on Spotify or Instagram or social media. I think he's the next big thing in country music. He sounds great. He's like hearty. It's like rough country. A lot of heartbreak stuff out on Spotify right now, but he does it so well. And I'm super stoked to have him on the show. I've been a fan for a while. But we'll get to that when we get to that, because right now we have important business to get to. We have important business to get to. I found a map, and the map had the most lewd sounding town names in each state. So I'm going to go through and I'm going to give you some of my favorites. Let's start off with Illinois, because it's Illinois, you know, it's my home state. Booty. Illinois has a town called Booty, spelled B-O-O-D-Y. Michigan has a town called Dick. It's singular. My bad. It's just Dick, which that could be like the slogan for my sex life. You know, it's just Dick. Now, I'm not taking Dick. I'm the one giving the Dick. Anyway, Wisconsin has a town called Spread Eagle. Don't know who approved that one, but okay. Minnesota has a town called Keister. Texas has Kinkler. Louisiana has Dry Prong. Georgia has Butts. Georgia's got Butts, baby. I know Atlanta has some Butts down there. Just B-U-T-T-S, Butts. Let's head over to the West Coast. West Coast? I didn't pronounce the T right there, and I apologize. Just like I added an S for Dicks. Dick is fine by itself. You do you, Dick. Up in Washington, the northest, westest, you can get, they have a town called Hump Tulips. You heard me right. Hump Tulips. It is true. Then Oregon, whatever you say, has a town called Wanker's Corner. Wanker's Corner, wank, well, you know, whether it's the British, you know, you wanker, blah, you wanker. Or, you know, wank, like winking your... Well, I think it's the same thing. It's derogatory, whatever it is, whether it's jerking off or calling someone a jerk off. I guess it's... Wanker is universal. And Wanker's Corner exists in Oregon. California has Rough and Ready. There's a town called Rough and Ready. In California. That's SoCal right there. Alaska, town called Mary's Igloo. Sounds like a cold porno. You know, a porno with a bunch of Inuits, or as the Neanderthals know them, as Eskimos. But I am a classy, sophisticated man. They're called Inuits. And speaking of class, Hawaii has a town called Honuanua Napupu. Honuanua Napupu. And God damn it, that's where I want to live when I grow up, even though I'm already 30 and have a kid. That's where I want to grow up. No, live when I grow up. I can't even talk because Honuanua Napupu is infecting my brain with more stupidity than I already have. And that's saying something because I have a lot. So, anyway, Oklahoma has a town called Hooker. That's great. Hooker, Oklahoma. That is probably one of the trashiest places on God's green earth. Hooker, Oklahoma. That's on the bucket list. I'm adding that to the bucket list. Hooker, Oklahoma. And you know what else I might add? Wiener. Wiener, Arkansas. Spelled W-E-I-N-E-R. So that's still Wiener. I know traditionally Wiener is spelled W-I-E-N-E-R. This Wiener is the E comes first. Speaking of comes, am I right? Wiener, Arkansas. Let's go to Splunge, Mississippi. Wow, Splunge, Mississippi. But that's not to be outdone by Ball Play, Alabama. Ball Play. Hey, I like me some Ball Play, you know what I mean? I ask for ball. I say, hey, can you... Well, hey, you're doing great, but can I get some Ball Play? Shout out, Alabama. Roll Tide. Sweet Lips, Tennessee. Now, I think when they originally named this town, they were thinking, you know, Sweet Lips on your face, but... a lot of people's minds will go to Pussy Lips. And Sweet Lips, Tennessee, rock on, brother or sister, whatever you are. Let's go to one of the best, I think, that I've seen. A little town in Idaho called Dick Shooter. Dick Shooter, Idaho. Dick Shooter. What? Dick Shooter, Idaho. Add it to the list. Add it to the list. Sugar Bunker, Nevada. That one's, you know, that's all right. I guess that's another name for an ass, you know. People call it cake. Why not call it a sugar bunker? I want to grab that sugar bunker. I want to hide inside your sugar bunker. It's my place of refuge. It's my sanctuary. My little sugar bunker. Let's keep going. If you want to. Well, you're going to. Cumbertown, Montana. Cumbertown. Not as funny because it's spelled C-O-M-E-R-T-O-W-N. Then you got Goshen Hole, Wyoming. Virgin, Utah. That makes sense because of all the Mormons there and all the, you know. Lubbers, Colorado. Sounds like a, you know, beer league softball team. Yeah, dude, we're the Lubbers, but that's a town name. So there is that. I think one of my favorites is a little place, Nebraska, Beaver City, Nebraska. Beaver City. Now that's where I want to go. Come on down to Beaver City. And you can finish the rest of the lyrics, you know, if you want to. Just use your imagination. Let's go to the East Coast a little bit. I already said Butts, Georgia, but let's do the Carolinas. South Carolina has a place called Sugar Tit, and North Carolina has a place called Climax. Sugar Tit. That's probably like named after a bird, because birds have like they'll throw the word like tit and breasts into bird names all the time, and they just get away with it. And it's okay. I should have done reports on birds when I was in grade school, so I could have just said a tit in front of everyone and everyone would lose their minds, but I didn't. I was a good boy. Now, there is a place called Three-Way Arizona. I know I was saying I was on the East Coast, but I wanted to finish up on the West Coast. There is a place called Three-Way Arizona, so I'm just saying you should know. You should know that. Floyd's Knobs, Indiana. Floyd's Knobs, Indiana. Yeah. Missouri has a place called Cooter, Missouri. Now that's probably got some great strip clubs. Cooter, Missouri. Absolutely. Just some corn-fed Midwest big women in the strip clubs in Cooter, Missouri. Let's move on over next to Indiana. It's a little place called Ohio. Now this might be my, you know, I keep thinking I have my favorite and then I just keep going through the list and it gets better. Ohio has a place called the PP Township. That's up there with Hanuanua Napupu. PP Township. God damn it. I also love Dick Shooter. So I think Hanuanua Napupu, Dick Shooter, and PP Township are my favorite so far. I do like Butts and Wiener down south. Florida has Miccosukee, which I'm not surprised there. Miccosukee, you know, sounds like the drunkest way you could ask for a blowjob. But it is what it is. Let's do some East Coast real quick. Let's look up at New York, because New York has a great one. New York has Butternuts. Butternuts, New York. Butternuts, New York sounds like the place to be. God, there's just so many. Rhode Island has Woonsocket, so great. Great job, Rhode Island. Maine has a place called Bangor. B-A-N-G-O-R. So Banger would be funny, but Bangor just sounds actually medieval. It sounds cool. It's a cool sounding name. So then there's a town called Intercourse. There's a town called Intercourse in Pennsylvania. So there's that. Big Bone, Kentucky. There's Essex, there's Ramtown, there's Swallow Hill, there's Blue Ball Village. Wow, there's some great names out there. And you know what? I just felt like sharing those names with you. I thought you should know that all across America, there's some funny shit going on. So if life ever gets you down, just look up some crazy town names And it's funny. And because you could live in Butts, Georgia, or you could live in Hanuanua Napoopoo, or you could live in Dick Shooter, Idaho. Sorry, I almost said Iowa. Jeez, that would have been, the people in Idaho would have been so mad that I got Dick Shooter. I thought it was in Iowa. They would have been upset. I'm sure they'd take pride in that. PP Township in Ohio, that was pretty great. The PP Township. I don't know which one's my favorite. God, they're like my children now. I don't know. I don't think I have a favorite. I love them all equally. Except for Banger. That's just, I don't know, whatever. There were some boring ones, but there were some great ones on that list. So anyway, I'm going to take a break and I'll be back. And we're going to finish this episode up. I think we're going to wrap up. Let's see. Let's play it by ear. Hanuanua Napoopoo, PP Township, Dick Shooter Butts Wiener. All right. God, this is such trash. All right, everybody, and we are back. We are back. Episode 87. We are fucking back. We are getting Doug back. All right, that was a reference to The Hangover. That excellent, hilarious trio of Bradley Cooper, Zach Galifianakis, and Ed Helms made arguably the biggest comedy of all time. If not the biggest, it's a top 10 for a lot of people, I'm sure. And arguably one of the last of its kind. Epic comedies don't exist anymore. Epic comedies were huge 80s, 90s, early 2000s, and very early 2010s, but you don't really see it anymore. And it's not just COVID. It died before COVID. When I think of epic comedies, when I think of memorable comedies, comedies that really, like, people quoted all the time, my mind goes to early 2000s and early 2010s. Hangover, Step Brothers, Wedding Crashers, Old School, Anchorman. Damn, Will Ferrell's in a lot of these. Dodgeball, Zoolander, stuff like that. And I don't see that these days. And they tried to do something with Bros, and that just didn't work out. Yeah. Look, I'm not obviously like against gay rights. I'm not against anything like that. You are who you are. You love it. I love it. As long as you're happy, be happy. Do what makes you happy. Do who makes you happy. You know what I mean? But to think that that would have major success in like the with the likes of The Hangover and Step Brothers and all that, that's a far-fetched thought. I appreciate the ambition, but it's just not going to work out, not in today's day and age, where a movie like that will not make the people who are against all that accept it all of a sudden. They won't see that and be like, these gays are pretty funny. No, they're not going to see it at all. They're going to get insulted if you ask if you see it. They're going to go, Bros, that movie about the, you know, caught myself there. But they're not going to see it, and it's just not going to catch on. Whereas movies like The Hangover and Dodgeball and Anchorman, everyone saw it, you know. But it is what it is. I just miss epic comedy. But speaking of epic comedy, there is some epic comedy still in the world, and I believe the best of it comes in threes. I believe it comes in threes. Let me explain myself here. I think the best thing that Saturday Night Live has going for it right now is Please Don't Destroy. If you're not familiar with Please Don't Destroy, it's three buddies. At the moment, can't remember their names. They're all very basic white names, and these guys kind of look like just basic white college kids, little dorky, but they are absolutely fucking hilarious, and I enjoy every one of their sketches. I haven't found a weak one in the bunch. I've yet to find one where I'm like, eh, no, they bring it every week, every week. Even this past week, Jason Momoa was hosting SNL. They didn't even have him on the sketch that they did, and it was still amazing. It still killed. And the applause is getting louder and louder each time that they, you know, the Please Don't Destroy video comes on, the little tiny intro thing. So they're getting bigger. They're getting a follower, and obviously they're getting bigger because they have a fucking movie coming out. I forgot the name of the movie as well. I know it's coming out on Peacock, I believe in November, possibly early December. And it looks hilarious. It looks fucking great. Part of me is like, hey, is this too much too soon, though? Which is a problem that you can see in relationships sometimes. You know, it's like, hey, you want to get married? We just matched on Tinder. Like, too much too soon. Hey, you want to meet my parents? I literally just held your hand last night for the first time. That was the first time I touched you. So I'm just saying, things can happen too much too fast. And I'm wondering if a movie, it's either going to skyrocket them or it might plateau for a bit. You know? Like Bert Kreischer did his movie The Machine. Because Bert just kept getting bigger and bigger. And then he finally had the funding to do this movie. And it tanked. And people did not like it. And I have not heard a lot of Bert since then. He's still touring. He's still, you know, doing great numbers and all that. But, you know, as far as the buzz, he's gone pretty low key since The Machine came out. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen. I hope it helps their career. I hope it's amazing. I hope it's an epic comedy. Because I want one of those back. And I do truly believe that they have the potential to make an epic comedy. Because they are so goddamn funny. Every one of their sketches. I can't even pick a favorite. I cannot pick a favorite. Just like I couldn't pick a favorite funny town name. I cannot pick a favorite Please Don't Destroy sketch. I'm telling you, it's that good. If you haven't watched them, do yourself a favor and watch them. I'm telling you. Now, speaking of comedies, comedy trios from Saturday Night Live, The Lonely Island. Digital short from Lonely Island. Those are some of the best sketches of all time. And then they made like 3 albums. They made Hot Rod. They made Pop Star. So those are two hilarious movies that I think don't get enough credit. Hot Rod maybe gets what it deserves, but Pop Star is severely slept on. I think Pop Star is one of the funniest movies of all time. And I just think The Lonely Island is another great example of comedy coming in threes. So Please Don't Destroy and The Lonely Island, SNL material right there. I mean, The Lonely Island was huge for a while with when their first album with Jizz in My Pants and Dick in a Box. Oh my God, I'm on a Boat was huge. Every song with Justin Timberlake, Mother Lover, Three Way. The song he did with Rihanna, Lazy Sunday. The list goes on and on. They did work with Jack Black and Santana and Natalie Portman, the one with the Natalie's Rap from Natalie Portman. That was hilarious. And then the songs from Pop Star are great. Again, Pop Star, slept on. Pop Star is very slept on. Bin Laden, in parentheses, freakiest girl in the world. Mona Lisa, Humble, great tracks from the Pop Star soundtrack. So that's another one. If you have not, so let's go through the list. If you have not watched the Please Don't Destroy videos, watch the Please Don't Destroy videos, at least some of them. There's a whole bunch of them out. They've been doing this for several years now. And if you have not seen Pop Star with Andy Samberg and so many other people, Joan Cusack, Sarah Silverman, Tim Meadows, Justin Timberlake's in it. Oh my God, Adam Levine, not Adam Devine, Adam Levine makes a cameo. Seal makes a cameo. There's so many fucking Ringo makes a cameo. It's truly hilarious. So check out that as well. So that's another trio of comedy that I love and I think makes great content. And finally, in my opinion, the greatest, and maybe it's just because I've seen the most of them. I have all the seasons of their show on DVD. I listen to their podcast. I've watched the interviews. I watched their movie, and I was going to watch their second movie, but it got canceled because fuck Paramount Plus. But also, if Paramount Plus hears this, you know, I'm sorry. I like your subscription. You do have some good stuff. But you canceled the Workaholics movie, the guys from Workaholics. Now, I know you may hear that and be like, Joe, Workaholics guys, that's not a trio, that's a foursome. Adam Devine, Anders Holmvik, Anders Holm, and Blake Anderson. And then Kyle Newacek would be the fourth. But when you think about the Workaholics guys, Kyle Newacek, a.k.a. Carl in the show, he was more of a side character. He was a side quest. I thought he was hilarious in the show. I think Kyle Newacek is a very, very cool dude. He works on What We Do in the Shadows, which is one of the greatest shows ever. On the podcast, though, he's a little kind of on the lame side. I'm just saying. I think he's a little restricted. Like, he'll be the one that's like, whoa, bro, let's take it easy. He's trying to de-escalate situations and calm it down instead of adding fuel to the fire, which I guess is good. I guess it's good to have that in your group, have someone like that. And he comes off like in some aspects, he's like trying to be cool too hard, you know, but trying to sound like very cultural too much. I don't know. I don't know. It's this mix of that. I don't know. It's trying to sound cool and cultural. I love him. I love him. But when I think of the Workaholics guys, I think of the big three, and the big three are absolutely hilarious. If This Is Important was just Kyle Nuechek, I probably wouldn't listen to it, if I'm being totally honest. I probably would not. Just like Steve-O's Wild Ride, I got out of listening to that because I could only take so much Steve-O. You know, the Jackass people, they work better as a group. So if it was like even just Steve-O and Pontius, I would take that over just Steve-O. But you know, Steve-O's very egocentric and has, you know, attention whore. So, but yeah, those are some of the big three right there, in my opinion. And I always wanted to be a huge comedy act, just like the Workaholics guys, just like the Lonely Island guys, and now just like the Please Don't Destroy guys. But to be brutally honest, I just could never find two friends that were funny enough to hang with me. So here I am doing this podcast on my own. And man, you're just gonna have to deal with that. So anyway, all right, we're taking one more break. I know it's another 10-minute segment, but I heard this is good. I heard this keeps people engaged. It keeps their attention better if you do shorter segments. I don't know. The shorter the better, which is something I don't hear in the bedroom because I'll take it out and they'll be like, "It's so long." Ah. It makes it sound like something bad. No, they consent. They want it. They're just alarmed at how big it is. I should stop talking. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna stop talking. And when we get back, we're gonna wrap this thing up burrito style. And that'll be episode 87, people. Episode 87, ladies and gents. I had a good time. I hope you did too. And I can't wait for episode 88 because that's how numbers work. But before we get to episode 88, we have to finish episode 87. So we'll be right back. All right, everybody, we're wrapping it up. Episode 87, another one in the books. Another one bites the dust, if you will. RIP, Freddie Mercury. RIP, Elvis. RIP, Bruce Springsteen. I'm being told that he's still alive. Bruce Springsteen is still alive. I retract that statement. Keep doing your thing. I think he has a podcast with Obama, which is a sentence that should be a joke, but it's not. Anyway, we are wrapping it up. I wanted to talk about a couple things. Finn and I watched the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem. Loved it. The animation is super cool. The soundtrack is fantastic. It's funny. It, like I said, it looks cool. You know, it's a little heartwarming at parts. It's great. It's a fun movie, and definitely one of the better of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies that I've ever seen. Probably the first one, maybe the second live action one, and then this one is probably my third. And this one might be number two, actually. Now that I'm thinking, it might be number two. Definitely not the two CGI ones with Megan Fox. Definitely not the complete, like, Pixar-looking one back in the late 2000s. This one's up there. This one definitely gives me Spider-Verse vibes, like the Miles Morales Spider-Verse movies, the two of them. Have to watch that one, too, the new one's on Netflix, so definitely going to give that a shot, because the first one was one of my favorites. I saw that in Texas. It's a fond memory that I have back down in San Antonio that I took back here with me because the soundtrack is killer. Anyway, so one thing I want to talk about outside of my little thoughts on the new TMNT movie, Seth Rogen, great job, here's your flowers, is a list of amendments that were discovered that were never approved. This is pretty wild. Since 1789, that's a while ago, Nick. I don't know what life was like back then, but maybe you could help me out. There have been more than 11,000 proposals to change the U.S. Constitution. Sorry. Some 99.75% of them were left to gather dust. Yeah, so a lot of these are proposals, obviously, that just, never got through. And it's crazy because of how fucked up politics are and how fucked up, you know, Congress and Senate and all that shit is. I don't know the ins and the outs of it, but I know that it's fucked up and I know they do some fucked up things. It's wild to think that there are so many that got rejected, so many proposals that got shut down. You know, even Congress was like, this is a little much, don't you think? This is a little too much? Probably a little too much. Let's not do this one. So here's a brief list, very limited, because there have, you know, been over fucking 11,000 that have been shut down, almost 11,000. In 1876, there was an attempt to abolish the United States Senate. That was just a proposal that they were like, hey, I'm going to propose this to the Senate or whatever. And they were like, no, what? Also in 1876, the forbidding of religious leaders from occupying a governmental office or receiving federal funding. Now that might have been a good one. It makes sense if you think about it. You know, no bias, but also I'm sure a lot of people would have a problem with it, and there would be a riot and there would be a revolution. Maybe the South will rise again. In 1878, an executive council of three to replace the office of president. Again, not the worst idea. Why does the fate of a nation lie on one person's shoulders? That's a lot of pressure. And from what I could tell, a lot of people can't handle it. Every president has had their ups and their downs. People tend to focus more on the cons than the pros. I think if you had a council of three, that might actually make sense. You know what? Some of these aren't that bad so far. Let's keep going though. 1893, renaming this nation the United States of the Earth. Gross. No, I'm glad that one got shut down. The United States of the Earth? USE? Fuck out of here. 1893. Also in 1893, abolishing the United States Army and Navy. That would have been a great idea. Yeah, let's get rid of, you know, two of our most powerful forces that protect this country and are the reason we have as much freedom as we do. Good idea. Good job. It's like defunding the police. Yeah, let's get rid of anything that keeps us relatively safe from total fucking chaos and anarchy. Good idea. 1894. Acknowledging that the Constitution recognized God and Jesus Christ as the supreme authorities in human affairs. Yikes. How are you going to get the final weigh-in from God and Jesus Christ? They don't exactly, you know, come down to talk to us. Just saying. Oh, look at this. We're getting a call from the Netherlands. +316-478-12148. If anyone wants to call that number and find out who's calling me from the Netherlands, maybe it's a fan. I'm not going to answer it, though. I'm in the middle of something. Sorry for whoever is calling me from the Netherlands. I hope I don't have a like great ancestor there that like passed away and was just calling to be like, I'm gonna give you my will, here's 10 million in my mansion. And I was just like, I'm sorry, I'm recording a podcast that no one listens to, my bad. So 1912, we're the 1900s. Maybe things can get a little more, you know, a little more progressive now that we're in the 1900s. So 1912, proposal making marriage between races illegal. Never mind. I thought we were maybe going to take a step up from the 1800s, but that's a step back as far as I'm concerned. In 1914, they wanted to make finding divorce to be illegal. Man, a lot of people would be in trouble if divorce was illegal. A lot of people would be in trouble. Holy hell. 1916, all acts of war should be put to a national vote. Anyone voting yes had to register as a volunteer for service in the United States Army. Not crazy. Also a little crazy, but not totally crazy. You know what I mean? Not like making marriage between races illegal crazy, but a little on the anarchy side. Then you jump up to 1933. We'll get a little more progressive in 1933, right? An attempt to limit personal wealth to 1 million. Hey, not crazy, but also in this day and age, crazy. This would not have held up. This would have been a thing for like 20 years. And then they would have been like, yeah, we're going to need to raise that number a little bit. You know what I mean? 1936, an attempt to allow the American people to vote on whether the United or whether or not the United States should go to war. Not awful, not crazy. I think that's a good idea, actually. I'm going to agree with that one. 1936, you're good idea. 1938, the forbidding of drunkenness in the United States and all of its territories. Fuck you, 1938. Fuck you. That would have been an awful law. Prohibition and whatnot. I'm glad we're at where we're at. Allows me to get drunk whenever I damn well please, except for a Sunday before 9 a.m. in certain counties in the U.S. But before 9 a.m., I could deal with that. All right. 1947, the income tax maximum for an individual should not exceed 25%. No thoughts about that one. I don't fully understand it, if I'm being honest, so I'm not going to try to act like I do. 1948, the right of citizens to segregate themselves from others. I think you still have that right. Maybe not legally segregate, but you can choose to not hang out with others if you so please, so desire. There we go. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. Just walk away. Stay in your car. You know what I mean? All right, and finally, in 1971, American citizens should have the right, I'm sorry, should have the alienable right to an environment free of pollution. Fuck that last line up. Pollution. Can't really govern that one. People are going to litter. People are going to pollute. It's just what America does. And there's no way you're going to live in an environment that's free of pollution. It's a crazy thought. I applaud you for trying. You really tried. That sounds like some hippie type of shit going on. 1971? Yeah. Yeah. So those are just a few. I am curious to see what the full list is. They might have just picked the best ones. Maybe there's some really boring ones, but maybe there's some even crazier ones, and I'd be excited to see that. So maybe I might do some actual research and educate myself a little bit, and big old dum-dum Joe might get a little bit smarter and be like, hey, did you know this got proposed but rejected? I got a few of them in my pocket now after reading that, so no biggie. No diggity. That's in the TMNT movie. Anyway. All right. Well, that's going to be it for me. This was episode 87, Feel Good Friday. Your host, Joe Kruger. Very toned, very ripped, very muscular, very strong. Strong man. Good looking. Charming. Smile that'll drop you to your knees. That sounds like a dick sucking. I was trying to be appropriate. Comedic, but appropriate. But I ended up on blowjobs. What else is new? All right, people, I am done. Episode 87. I will be back for episode 88. Me and Spencer Burns, very excited about it. So stay tuned for that. Be sure to tune in, and might even have a Thanksgiving special with Eric Furlong because he's back in town. He's going to see if he's free. He's going to let me know if he could swing it. And if he can, that would be really fucking cool because I miss him a lot and we have a lot to catch up on. He's done a lot of traveling. Got to see what life is like down in Georgia. And hopefully he gives me another joint. That'd be a really nice gesture as well. I'm wondering what that Georgia weed is like. But all right, people. Thank you for listening. I really do appreciate it. And you'll hear me on the next one. And you might also hear someone else. Fingers crossed. Episode 87, LFG, baby.